I know that most of these, this information that comes out is factually incorrect, and that I think it's dangerous, and I think it's inappropriate for some people to put this information out. I think it creates a negative perception, and a lot of times that's the agenda, create a negative perception about the Border Patrol and what we do. But I can tell you that our agents treat people with the utmost dignity and respect, and I see it every day when I go back into our holding areas and the people that we deal with. And I've been in the Border Patrol for 30 years, and the lives that Border Patrol agents save on a daily basis, the care that agents give people on a daily basis, you could go back, or I could go back at any time in the holding areas, and a lot of times I just show up. I don't let them know that I'm coming. And I see agents that are taking care of little kids, you know, carrying them around the processing area, bottle feeding them, playing with them, taking a little girl, for example, whose mother was in the hospital, and making that little girl feel welcome and safe in that place, letting her watch cartoons, making sure that she has a safe place. She wanted to stay next to the agents in this case that I'm mentioning. This little girl, 6-year-old little girl, wanted to stay by the agents the whole time because she didn't want to be in with the rest of the population in the cell. She had a lot of anxiety, and the agents took this little girl. And this is not a one-off case. I mean, this happens all the time. But I happened to go back in the processing area, and I witnessed this. And I looked over, and I said, what is that little girl doing sitting up there and watching cartoons? And they said, oh, yeah, well, the agents are taking care of her because she has anxiety. And really took to this little girl. And this is not just this one little girl. This is every person that comes into our custody. And, you know, we're mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles. And our agents have feelings for these people as well, and they treat them with dignity and respect. So it's a little disappointing and disheartening to thrust our agents into this national discourse over agenda-driven politics and things like that. It's unfortunate because of the good work that our agents do every day. It really goes unnoticed, and we're not looking for a pat on the back, but we certainly aren't looking to be demeaned by media outlets or people who put things out there in the public that just aren't true.